RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Planning a trip abroad can be so much fun. It's such an exciting time. I love the planning part. It can also be a little overwhelming, especially if you're traveling to an area where there are specific vaccines that are required before you go. But not all countries require you to get a vaccination, but it depends on where you're going. And today we're talking with Dr. Doug Harley. He's Associate Program Director for the Family Residency Medicine Program and Vice Chief of Medical Staff for Cleveland Clinic Akron General. Welcome to the show. Talk about vaccines, Dr. Harley. So which countries do need a vaccine to go to?
Well, I think we could take a whole lot of time to talk about that part. So I think the biggest thing is to try to point everybody in the direction that they're going to be able to find that specific answer, because it's not as easy as it might sound. And the biggest reason I say that is because it depends on which country you're going to, but then even within the country where you're going to, whether it's in the city, one of the capital cities, whether it's out in the countryside, whether it's up to visit some of the ancient ruins, can all depend on what vaccinations are recommended for you as the traveler. So it's really beneficial to try to learn that information way ahead of time. This is a big part in preventative planning as far as planning ahead and getting some information ahead of schedule. Now, when you talk about required vaccines, there's really only two absolutely required vaccines that you will not get into the country unless you have. And that's usually going to be yellow fever. And again, that depends on the country. If you don't have proof of vaccination for yellow fever, some countries may turn you away and say, I'm sorry, you're flying back home. We will not let you in the country. And then there's another, the meningococcal vaccine, particularly in those traveling to Mecca, the pilgrims. For that is one that requires proof of documentation. The other ones are recommendations. And now, they won't turn you around and send you home, but certainly you're putting your own health at risk if you don't at least think about these vaccinations and what implications getting sick with these diseases might have for your overall health.
That's such important information, Dr. Harley. It really is. So now, when we're thinking about places, that if you do have to get vaccines, mm-hmm. You need to think about this sometimes like, what, a year in advance?
Well, thankfully not.
Maybe
quite
not
that
so much
far in advance. If you are that good of a planner and you've planned that far in advance, absolutely. That, you know, certainly we're not going to, you know, tell you not to pre-plan that far. But really the biggest thing, I think the number to get out there is 4 to 6 weeks. As long as you've gotten, talked to your doctor, figured out the information out about 4 to 6 weeks prior to travel, we'll be able to offer the best advice for you, start the vaccines that you may want to think about getting ahead of time. A week ahead of time, it's pushing it, but we can certainly give you some help and protection with that. But really, I think if you're saying, you know what, I'm going to, say, Aruba, you know, in a year, you want to look up, see if anything's required or recommended for Aruba, you can go on and find out. One of the best places I'll direct the listeners to is the CDC or the Centers for Disease Control website. So they have it very easy to get to. It's either vaccines.gov or cdc.gov/travel. Go on there. They'll actually pull up. You tell them what country you're going to. You know, they ask you where are you going to, if it's going to be rural. They ask you about any chronic illnesses. Are you pregnant or breastfeeding? Are you having kids travel with you or infants? And then it'll take you to that country specific, and it'll tell you what vaccines they would recommend that you get to help keep yourself safe. And then it also gives you nice little pointers that as far as, hey, maybe these are the things you also may want to think about, because sometimes we got to think about malaria. Should you take medications along to prevent malaria or travels diarrhea? You know, there's a lot of different things that you need to think about ahead of time. And if you get that 4 to 6 week time frame, we can do it. And
so,
just as
okay,
a little side tip,
okay, go
for
on.
For your listeners out there who are more smartphone savvy, there are travel apps that you can download as well from the CDC that go over what country you're going to, what you need to do, and then also what you should and shouldn't eat and all of that stuff. So it can be a really nice thing for those that are smartphone savvy.
Well, I want to make sure we cover about things to bring along, as you say, medication for malaria. But before we do that, as timely as we want to be on this, and you said to avoiding bug bites and avoid malaria, and while there is no vaccine for Zika, do you advise really taking extra precautions about bug bites now?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. The Zika virus has been such a moving target at this point as far as the concerns. And they're actually, I was just listening this morning, they were talking about there are some cases now confirmed in the United States as well. So it is going to be a big issue going forward as far as what to do. And yeah, keeping yourself protected from mosquitoes, I think, is certainly one of the biggest and easiest ways. You know, carrying some sort of deep bug spray with you, maybe some mosquito netting. But even backing up, you know, thinking about if you are pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant, you know, you really start to look at your travel plans. And is it really something you want to look at doing at this point, considering the potential risks to the fetus at this point? You know, in adults, what they're seeing in kids, they're seeing basically a mild flu-like symptoms, a rash. Nothing really to worry about, no long-term consequences, at least as we know of at this moment in time. But it's really about those...
the pregnant women and...
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, they're actually even, I had just heard this morning where they're talking about the airlines are now even starting to look at allowing folks that may be pregnant to start backing out of their...
They are. United Airline and American.
Such risk, yeah.
I just did a report on it this morning, and not only are they giving refunds to pregnant women and allowing them to cancel their trips, but certain countries are asking their women just not even to get pregnant, and blood donations,
exactly.
If you've been to the... I mean, it is, as you say, getting huge. But moving on, I'm somebody, Dr. Harley, who when I went to Europe with my kids... or go anywhere, really. I'm a traveling medicine cabinet. I bring the Motrin and I bring the, you know, Afrin, and I bring all these different things I think I might need in hopes that I'm giving a Canahora and that I won't need them then. But what do you advise if you were to, like, pack up a little medicine kit when you're traveling, and especially abroad, because you can't always find a Walgreens on the corner?
And that's, I think, the hardest part. And it really, again, comes down to where it is you're going, how developed that country is. Or even then, are you out backpacking in the mountains where you won't have a drugstore close to you? So certainly having items to help with diarrhea is always a good one. The travel's diarrhea, the Pepto-Bismol tablets are a great thing to pack, obviously, because they're not liquid. And because you don't want to try to walk around with liquid, or even having things like your aspirin or your Tylenol or your Motrin, just something to have for those general aches and pains, something to help if you get diarrhea. Sometimes even having a little probiotic, a little vitamin C, might offer some additional potential relief, because it's really hard. I mean, the biggest thing most people get is the traveler's diarrhea. That's going to cause you just to have... be visiting in the bathroom quite a bit, and it's not a good way to spend your vacation. And it's really about prep, and you know, the biggest thing for prep, I mean, is, you know, one, don't drink the water, but also use some kind of a hand sanitizer, one of the alcohol-based hand sanitizers, as often as you can. That'll help to prevent any of this from even starting, as far as with food prep and so forth. So it's really being mindful of your surroundings and realizing, you know, you're not at home. Your body's not used to the bacteria that may be in that country, and it can really cause some dangerous illnesses for you, unintended, and if you're not being prepared ahead of time.
That is absolutely great advice, perfect advice, and way to wrap it up, Dr. Harley. And so if you are traveling, just planning ahead is really what it's about. Find out from the CDC website where you're going. If they require vaccines, make sure you talk to your doctor about it. Make sure you carry good mosquito repellent and bug repellent. If you're traveling with your children, take whatever medications your children need, and maybe even their prescriptions along with them, because that's always so important. This is great information. We're all learning together, and that's what this is really all about. So if you missed any of it, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.